And welcome in to a special edition here of the Fun Astrology Podcast. Thomas Miller coming back on Sunday, as we promised last week on Thursday, when we talked to Jenny Geyer about Chiron and its influence in our life. You know, I've got a whole nother body of work called the Subconscious Mind Mastery Podcast that was started in 2013. And it basically was like telling my own story of transformation. And that started on the Chiron return. And I didn't know it at the time, and I wasn't looking at astrology. But boy, when I realized how important Chiron was in my own life, we would not be here together. We would not be talking if it wasn't for that. So I wanted to unpack this some more after I heard what Jenny had to say about Chiron, and a very good time to be doing it because, as we've been talking about this bundle of energy, Chiron is right in the middle of, well, everything is right in the middle of that bundle, but but Chiron is in there for sure. And we're going to talk about some thoughts and ideas that Jenny has had about Chiron and how we might work with this energy of where it is in Aries right now. So Jenny, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me again.
Well, you bet. And I wanted to just let you elaborate on some things. And, you know, Chiron obviously is all about our wounded self. There's a wound that we carry. And when you really get in tune with this, you can find it. How have you used human emotions to work your way into the discovery and the working with consciously that wound?
So Chiron didn't really come on my radar until maybe the last couple of years or so. And I'd never really paid him much mind, even though he does have a pretty prominent place in my personal natal chart. But this solar eclipse really, to me, spoke loudly. And it was very clear that Chiron had a lot to say in this particular, you know, major astrological event. And so I decided to kind of give him another, a deeper look and to figure out what these energies are trying to communicate to us right now. And I'm feeling them very strongly. So I'm sure other people are too. And I imagine that, you know, probably it feels like energy is being either drained from you. A lot of people are feeling tired or just fatigued for reasons maybe they can't quite figure out. And I think Chiron's gift to us is to remind us or to show us that we can, if we can get ourselves quiet enough, if we can, you know, meditate or whatever you need to do to get quiet with yourself, to really listen, feel into what these energies are communicating to you specifically, is how we can figure out what the wound is and what work we're needing to do right now. And for me, that shows up in the Pisces energy that we've been experiencing. You know, with Neptune about in the last, the final degrees of Pisces, and we have Mars, who just joined up with Saturn in Pisces and is now going to meet up with Neptune in a couple of days. You know, this Pisces energy is really strong, and it has a lot to do with 12th house themes of blind spots. So things that we don't really see in our day-to-day, things that aren't really obvious to us. And a lot of times they come up, you know, emotions that we just feel that we don't know where they came from. There's no direct trigger that we can trace it to. And a lot of times, and I think Chiron in Aries specifically is talking about the emotion of anger and what that does to us and how that arises, you know, and what it's trying to communicate to us. And if you follow anger, if you really get quiet and you listen to your anger and give it enough space, you'll find usually it's tracing back to some kind of feeling of hurt, of something of rejection. And these are all very Chiron themes, especially in Aries, having to do with ego, identity and empowerment, things that make us feel less empowered, make us feel angry. And so if you can figure out what is triggering those things for you, I think that's what needs the work. What is asking for our attention?
You know, you just hit a nail on the head. You were talking about blind spot energy is what I put in my notes. And I'm thinking also, because I just got blindsided by this very thing back in March, something that I just really didn't expect. And it was a huge impact in my life. And it was right in the area of one of my Chiron wounds, and actually both, and it resulted in a reaction. So I totally get, wow, this just put all three of those ingredients together.
Yeah, I mean, Chiron is a great teacher in myth. He is, a teacher to and a mentor to all of the great heroes in Greek mythology. And when he's in Aries, he has a lesson for us in anger around anger and wounding to the ego. And I think once we've located wherever these feelings are coming up from, he's going to help show us what the medicine is to heal ourselves and work with that wound in a way that doesn't impede or siphon our energy, because anger takes a lot of our energy, and it's not something that gives back energy, right? It's not a sustainable or renewable resource of energy for us to work from. So if you're feeling worn out or fatigued, there is something that's being drained out of you somewhere in your life. So if you can figure out where in your life that you don't feel is giving you back energy, what are you feeding that isn't nourishing you in return? And that's that strength that we need, and we're going to need all the strength we can have at our disposal for the future, because we have all of this Plutonian energy now coming up for us in Aquarius, and it's all about the collective power. And really, right now, especially with this last transit, Jupiter and Uranus and Taurus, and we have Venus about to come into Taurus, her own sign, and she's going to square Pluto right off the bat. And it's all about the power of the collective and standing up for what you believe is right, right? So you have to know what your values are in order to stand up for them. And it's this is the all the energy right now is asking us to be really clear about where our values are, and are we willing to stand up for them and do the right thing?
Chiron is now in Aries, and it's at 20 degrees, so it's been in there for a while. How are you seeing Chiron in Aries?
Again, that heroic energy of Aries is where Chiron's highlighting, and trying to really motivate us and mobilize us to feel empowered in who we are and what we stand for. And we're going to need that kind of warrior energy to stand up for, like I said, for what we believe is right. What is, in the world? What is our place in the world as far as being on the right side of history? And Pluto in Aquarius is also challenging the collective energy of the people. And if we as individuals don't feel empowered, then of course the collective won't be empowered.
We just had this mega eclipse. We had eclipse season, and then we had the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. All of that has been happening at around the position, the degree position where Chiron is right now. And I just know how heavy the energy was for so many of us during that whole period, especially the intensity. And I think we can all kind of like this past week was really nice being quiet in the sky, wasn't it? It's like we can finally catch our energetic breath.
Well,
But
except T square with
yeah,
Pluto
I
and
know.
full
I know.
moon.
So,
That was intense.
yeah, oh, exactly. So, how are you seeing its position now? It's in the bundle. It's now moved to 20 degrees. We'll be quickly moving to 21. But how are you seeing it relative to the other planets now?
Well, I mean, Chiron's still going to be in Aries for quite some time, and he's going to move back into that 19th degree point where the solar eclipse was again when he moves retrograde later on this year. And he's going to station, I'm sorry, that's wrong. He's going to go retrograde at 23 degrees, but he's going to station direct at 19 degrees at the very end of the year. That is the same degree point where the solar eclipse was. So I think this
Whoa.
message is really going to be solid coming through, throughout the year and in the next couple of years, because he's going to still be in Aries for I think until 2026. So I mean, this energy is going to be with us for a while, and it's what it's communicating right now is going to be kind of an ongoing message. It's going to be the battle drum beat that we're marching to for the next couple of years.
Now, there was a crisscross a little while back because the North Node is in Aries as well. And we looked back on the podcast when it moved in there a little while back, and we looked at some of the symbolisms. I mean, it's the North Node in Aries has a war symbolism, and look at where we are. We've got two of them right there, just right there. So the astrology pattern held true. What about just the node, the North Node of the moon in Aries and Chiron in Aries?
Yeah, I mean, the North Node and Chiron have also been, having a back and forth. And anytime something, a planet or an asteroid like Chiron conjuncts or, joins up at the same space with a node, particularly the North Node, it's very powerful. And again, there's so many different ways you could see the highlight on Aries energy specifically right now. This North Node, you had the solar eclipse, and Chiron all happening in this sign of the warrior. And again, anger and all this kind of shadow emotions associated with Aries are certainly true, but there is a way to work with that energy in a positive way. Like I said, anger has a lot of energy with it, and if you can figure out how to alchemize, how to transmute that energy into something that's positive, that can give you the energy instead of taking it from you, and use it to further your goals or whatever it is that you're reaching for. Because Aries is going to be in a different place in your chart depending on your natal chart configuration. So where it's pointing you to is it's entirely personal, but as a collective, I do think that it's really asking us to hold true to our values and figure out what makes us feel empowered and stand up for that, and to not hide it under a basket. It's really time to shine your light.
We, Robert and I did that webinar last weekend on the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, and the number one thing that people wanted to know is, how does that affect me? How does that affect my chart? So what are your thoughts on that relative to this placement of Chiron and this trigger that you're talking about? I love the way you're describing this. It's exactly what's happening.
Well, for me, it's really easy because it's my first house, so it's all about me. But if Aries is in your 12th house, it could be a little tricky because it's Taurus rising. So if you're Taurus rising and this is happening in your 12th house, it might be a little bit trickier for you because it is a blind spot in your chart. The 12th house is a blind spot, or it's considered a blind spot because it has no direct line of vision with the ascendant, with your first house, because it's literally behind you. So, doing more meditation and things that would help bring up something into from your subconscious or from your unconscious mind into your conscious mind. Like, consciousness is equivalent of light. So if you can find a way to shed light on whatever it is that's coming up for you, and causing, you'll see the symptoms of it. If you can, like I said, follow the emotions to its source, and if you can get quiet enough to do that, then that Chiron message is where you'll find the Chiron message.
And then what work do we need to do? What kinds of actions in our own lives? Talking about action, Aries, what actions should we be taking?
Well, for me, like I said, it was a little bit easier for me to figure out how to work with this energy because it is in the first house and it feels very strong. And the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction in Taurus for me looked like selling my couch and buying a new big desk to finally set up a workspace for myself that makes sense for my living space and for the job that I do and the job that I want to do, which is working more with Thomas on these podcasts. And so for me, it was very much a physical change in my environment that I prompted because of my goals and trying to make my life more accommodating to those goals. So that could be something that's showing up for other people too. Absolutely. Like I said, depending on where those signs are in your chart, it might look very physical. It might just be your actual living environment changing around you. Or it could be, changing jobs or, moving, all kinds of things. I'm a very visual person, and I also work with the tarot, as you know. And one of the tarot cards that comes to mind with this energy is the Nine of Wands. And if you're not familiar with what the Nine of Wands looks like, it's a guy. He's got like a bandage around his head. He's looking really tired. He's been through a lot. You can tell he's been through a lot. He's kind of leaning onto his staff, and he's in front of a fence or a blockade. It looks like he's been, holding something off, or he's been fighting for something, and he's just having a moment to himself. But the message of the Nine of Wands is that the strength and fortitude that you've put into something that's been challenging you will pay off, but you just have to hang on. You just have to hold on a little longer. And being strong and courageous doesn't always look graceful and heroic at every stage. You might think of like the hero marching in, his crisp uniform and on his steed and the ticker tape parade, but that's not how he looked when he was on the battlefield. And right now we're still on the battlefield. So give yourself a break, be gentle with yourself. And like I said, get really quiet and find out what it is that does make you feel energized and put your focus into that.
In mythology, Chiron represents the wounded healer. It's he injured his foot, obviously, with the arrow, and it never healed. He tried to heal it. He went back to the cave. It wouldn't heal. He was crippled from it, basically. I, as you know, encountered Chiron at age 50. You're looking toward that point point in your life, the Chiron return, I'm looking back at it and you think, wow, did all this work, transformed so much, and then it comes up again. It just came up in my life again, just not even 2 months ago.
Yes, and just I mean, one full, of Chiron's gifts also, sorry.
Just as full and just as strong as it ever was. So is it, how do you frame that up?
Okay. Well, I mean, we know time isn't linear, right? And it's moving in all directions all of the time. And we may think that we're coming up against, you know, a familiar situation again and again, but, you know, we are not the same person every time we come up against a situation or a challenge that we've been through before. We are stronger because we've already been through it once before. You know, we have been changed. Our chemistry has changed. Our minds have changed. Our souls have grown. And you may think that it's the same thing, but you are not the same. And therefore, what the outcome will be won't be the same. You can't know what it will be. You can't know how it will affect you this time because you're a different person now than you were before. And probably more adept at dealing with the same problem, this problem, whatever it is, whatever that wound is for you. You know, so just rely on that. And I think I posted something in the group recently about remember the sweetness. And it's also about remembering the strength that you have. What you've been through, remind yourself, hey, I got through that. I can get through this. No problem. You know, you are stronger than you think. And it's because, you know, it's evidenced by the fact that you're still here.
Exactly. Yeah, you're here to be having this conversation, right? So one of our listeners wanted to know about the Chiron return that happens at around age 50 and was transformative in my own life. You have quite a ways to look forward to that. But as you've thought about the Chiron return, this listener that was asking, I think, is in his late 40s, mid to late 40s. So, hello, you know, people think, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? I think a lot of that is how you're living consciously. But what are your thoughts on when Chiron gets back to the original place it was when we were born?
Yeah, I mean, that's any full revolution in the chart. And, you know, you have a solar return, of course, you have a Saturn return. And a Chiron return is similar in the sense that it's closing out a cycle. And it's a very pivotal beginning and ending moment for some place in your life. And where that depends on where Chiron is in your chart. And with Aries, it can definitely point to how you show up in relationships, specifically. So if, you know, around this time, you're seeing, you know, some key relationships in your life fall apart, or, you know, are looking different or have changed radically, that Chiron return is definitely could be part of that. And that wound, that message of whatever it was, whatever it has been for you, has shown up before. So it shouldn't blindside you, right? Like, you've been around the block, literally, you know, the Chiron's been around the whole wheel. So, you know, you hopefully by then have a good sense of who you are and what you want out of life. But it can be challenging because if you haven't done that work for yourself or somebody else in your life hasn't done that work, it can really be a humdinger, as my mother would say.
You know, or some things we can't say here and not have to engage that explicit setting on the podcast. I mean, it is. It literally shook me, and I realized that was the tipping point. And then when I finally understood the whole thing, it was like, and yet that transformation in those areas has been so huge, and it literally just recreated who I am. It's been amazing. The transformation has been amazing.
I think Chiron is usually a pretty subtle energy. So I imagine there's other things going on in your chart too. I've seen your chart. I know.
Yeah.
So, but Chiron is usually a gentler, more subtle energy. So it's not something that, you know, like Mars comes in and he just wrecks the place and you know it was Mars. Chiron's a little bit more like quieter, and you may not even really notice that he's coming in and redecorating until after he leaves and you see some things have moved around. So I don't want to condone any kind of fear. I feel like, you know, the wounded healer sounds a little dark, but he is here to help us. He really is a gentle, kind energy.
You know, here's a thought I just had. Okay, here's a good way to frame up Chiron, I think. Try this on and see what you think. When you go to the gym, usually there's leg day, there's arm day, or back day or this kind of thing, right? Mm-hmm. It seems like to me a good way to think of Chiron is that it's arm day, but arm day keeps coming up over and over and over and over and over. You work on it, you get stronger. Then you go back to the gym and guess what? It's arm day again. Ah, there it is, right?
I think he's more like a physical therapist. You know, you've maybe had some kind of injury or accident and, you know, and he's going to make you do the different exercises that helps your knees stay, you know, straight or whatever it is that, you know, you hurt on your body. And he's going to, you know, maybe challenge you a little bit. It's not always going to feel good, right? Anyone who's ever done physical therapy, it doesn't always feel great. But you notice if you don't go to physical therapy, it's even worse.
Exactly. That's a good way to put it. So think of your life as you came in to do physical therapy on your ex, whatever your Chiron is, you know, your Chiron wound, that area. Yeah, you came here to work on that. And the universe is a good physical therapist, right?
Absolutely.
Going to help you do it. And even if that means short-term pain for long-term gain.
That's right.
All right. Jenny, this has been awesome. Thank you so much for stopping back by to unpack this even more. It's a huge area for all of us.
My pleasure. This was a lot of fun. Thank you, Thomas.
All right. And we will be hearing more from Jenny as in the future as the days unfold. We'll look forward to that. All right. We'll see you back tomorrow. We got work to do next week. There's some aspects in the sky, so we'll see you back in the morning. Thanks for listening.